And welcome to our latest Guitar Noise podcast. I'm David Hodge, managing editor of Guitar Noise, www.guitarnoise.com. And you'll have to forgive me today. Still getting over a little bit of an allergy. Throat is not in the greatest of shape. But we'll try to get through that. Have a good lesson anyway. So grab your guitars and let's get ready to go. As you can hear, in addition to the raspy voice, we're going to try to do a little bit more percussive work on our guitars. And this is going to be a lesson where you're going to be doing an awful lot of experimenting on your own. I can tell you how to do this, people can show you how to do this, but ultimately you're going to have to develop a feel for it. And the feel comes from, thankfully, playing and practicing, or practicing and playing, however you decide to look at it. But it's not all that hard. It's more hard when you try to decipher every single little thing that you're doing. If you get into more of a playful frame of mind, it should make it a little bit easier. Okay? I know that seems a little, again, hocus pocus as far as it goes, but bear with me and we'll try to make this work. Great. The first thing that we're going to work on is what's known as palm muting. And palm muting is a little bit deceptive in a name, because we're not going to use our whole palm, basically just the heel of the palm, where along the same edge as your little finger is on, or the part where your wrist joins the hand. And I'm going to lie that very, very lightly on the strings right now. And instead of keeping it free, I'm going to sit on there. And I'm going to just hit the A string and hear what it sounds like. Here we go. Okay, hear that? It's kind of a tunk. It's the open A string with my palms sitting and resting on it. Now, as I put on more pressure or less pressure on the palm, I can get it so that it's almost a clean note. Difference? Or I can get it so it's nothing. Okay? So what you want to do is you want to experiment with the amount of pressure that you're putting on. And again, this may seem like one of those silly exercises, but it's great because you could be sitting there doing this and somebody again in the family gets really annoyed. What are you doing? You can say, oh, I'm practicing. What we want to do is get the idea, the feel of how much pressure that we want or how much pressure we want in certain situations. Now, once we're comfortable with that, we're going to add a second string to the mix. Okay? And in this case, I'm going to go for the low E. And I'm going to put my finger, any finger will do, I'm using the middle finger, on the second fret of the A string. So it's kind of like an E power chord or an E5, or if you want, just you can form a whole E minor. But we're just going to hit the two lowest strings. And again, we're going to rest our palm on there. And again, experiment. More pressure. Less pressure. More pressure. Less pressure. All the time keeping your palm in contact, the heel of your palm in contact with the strings. Now, one thing you're going to hopefully find if you try this out is that you, by necessity, have to have a really short economical stroke when you're downstroking. And that's all that this is downstroking. If I was doing down and up, it'd be like... makes it kind of hard. So with the palm muting, at least initially, we're going to work on simply downstrokes. Okay? With me so far? Hope so. Now, Let's move into the guitar a set of strings. We're going to use the open A string and the second fret of the D string. Now, again, when we're picking these, it's a matter of accuracy. We want to just get that A string and the D string. Again, I'm going to rest my palm on, keep my strokes really, really controlled, short, sweet. More pressure, less pressure. Find the places that you like, find the sounds that you like. Again, this is going to change depending upon what you need for the song. Okay, you're ready to be a punk rocker now. No lie. We'll take the first one, our E, and with the second fret on the A string, we're just going to go straight eighth notes. And now switch up to the strings. And back. And back. Again, hear how economical and hear how we're keeping the pressure on? You can adjust it as you go, depending upon what you feel as far as things go. As far as the sounds that you like. Or the feel that you want to convey. Nicely done. Now let's go up another string. Open D string with the second fret of the A string. Second fret of the G string. Sorry about that. So it's the open D, second fret of the G. Now we're going to go to the A with the second fret of the D. And now the E with the second fret of the A. So there. Now the A string. Now the D string. Now the A string. And back to the E string. A, D, okay, how'd you do? Of course, being able to just do palm mute is all fine and dandy, but the real fun comes in being able to mix and match it with things that you already know. Now, what I'd like to do is we're going to just start out with the A minor chord. And we're going to do kind of a medium-paced four. One, two, three, four, one, two, three, four. For one and two, we're just going to hit the A note. And if we catch the D string, that's perfectly fine, too. It'll be one, two, three is the whole chord. Then on the first part of four, we're going to miss it. And then we're going to come back up on the second half of four. So it's going to be one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now this time I'm going to emphasize getting both the A and the D string with my fingers on the second fret. So, instead of just going for the one note on one and two, we're going to get both of those strings. One, two, three, four, and one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. All right, you with me so far? Now, here's the fun part. On the first two beats, we're going to use our palm mute. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Now, initially, this is going to require some coordination and some thought. But you'll be surprised. Hopefully, it just becomes another way of doing things for you. I call this kind of 1960s, 70s songwriter rhythm pattern number three, because you hear it all the time. It's a big one of Neil Young's, Cat Stevens, all sorts of people. Of course, they do it a little bit more up to speed, which we'll be doing in a second. Okay, so let's try it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bet. All right. Of course, most songs are more than one chord. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a kind of walking bass line down, but we're going to actually just let our picking determine the walking bass line, and we're just going to play chords. We're going to start with our A minor, that's what we just did, and then we're going to move to G, and then we're going to move to F or F major 7, whatever you feel more comfortable with. And then finally to E or E7. Either one will work as far as it goes. But here's the thing. As we move from our A minor to the G, our bass note changes. Obviously, it changes down to the 3rd fret of the E, low E string. Okay. Now, here, we're going to want to broaden the sweep of our palm muting a little bit. We can just get the two strings, the E string and the A string. But it actually sounds a lot nicer if we can get three up to the D string, getting the E, the A, and the D. You can hear how that is. Now, some of you might find that you enjoy the sound of more of a G power chord. So what you want to do then is, instead of worrying about getting the 2nd fret of the A string with your index finger, or whatever finger you tend to use that, what we want to do is we want to flatten out the middle finger when we're getting the low G note, the one at the 3rd fret of the E string. So we've got that note. But then we flatten the finger out a little bit so we get a true tunk on the A string, but the D string is still open. So our palm muting will sound. You can hear we're just getting the two strings. The middle one is muted as opposed to this. We've got big difference, huh? Pick your poison. So, we're going to go from A minor to G. Okay, really slowly. 1, 2, 3, 4. A minor. And one more time. A minor, 2, 3, 4. Cool. Now we're going to go for F or F major 7. And we can do this as a full bar. Okay, that's using your index finger on the lowest string. And then you've got your middle finger on the 3rd fret of the A, your pinky on the 3rd fret of the A, your middle finger on the 2nd fret of the G, and your index finger completing the bar on the high string's 1st fret. Another thing that you can do is you can go for an F major 7 shape, leaving the high E string open. Index finger on the 1st fret of the B string. Middle finger, 2nd fret of the G string. Pinky, 4th fret, 3rd fret, 3rd fret of the D string. Ring finger, 3rd fret of the A string. And then just get the tip of your thumb onto the low E string, 1st fret. Either way you do this, you again want to have a little bit more of a sweep. You want to get three strings with your palm. So you're going to be getting the low three. Nice little power chord thing going on there. Now, if you use this particular fingering, then all you have to do is slide everything down one fret to get your E. And again, palm muting on the lowest three strings. So, let's try this going from A minor to G to F to E. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, A minor, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, G. A minor, G, F, A minor, G, F, E. Now let's see if we can pick up the speed on this a little bit. So we're going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Too bad. If you feel that you're comfortable so far with palm muting, then what we want to start doing is obviously adding it into the other things that we've been doing, the hammer-ons, the little fills, and again, this is going to take a little bit of time and practice, and also, you know, a little bit of what we call the goofing around practice, the having fun practice, trying to, you know, just come up with different ways of playing things. You should be, on your own, incorporating these kind of strumming things into the songs that you already know, or if you're not really happy with whole songs, just the chords that you already know. But remember that chords are a part of progression, so don't just sit on one chord like we, you know, do when we start out. Move on to where you're changing between chords and seeing how much of the rhythm pattern you can carry on. Because, again, that's what songs are. Songs are, you know, chords moving from place to place, and we want to help them along a little bit. This is, again, a great way of just having something interesting to strum instead of just going for a particular straight chord like we've been doing. So let's go back to that A minor and also go back to the pattern that we were using, where we've got the first two beats, we've got the little palm muting. 1, 2, 3 is the whole chord, 4 is down, nothing on it, and we catch it all the way up on the end. I hope I explained that. Well, let's try that in, you know, in reality. So we've got 1, 2, 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1, 2, 3 and 4 and. Okay, bored now? Good. So what we're going to do is when we go for the 3 and we're hitting the whole A minor chord, I'm going to just keep my index finger on and actually have my other two fingers, my middle finger and my ring finger, off. So when I struck downward on that chord, so I'm getting, the open D string, the open G string, the B string where my index finger is, and then the open E string. So I'm going to hit that on 3, and then on and of 3, you guessed it, I'm going to hammer my other two fingers back on. So it'll be 1, 2, 3, and, okay, let's see if we can do that again. 1, 2, 3, and. Right? But that's obviously not in one straight bit of timing. Again, the whole point there is to emphasize it. So if we go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and. Okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, letters. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. If we pick it up even a little bit more, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. Cool. Now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to use this pattern. We're going to go back to kind of moderate tempo. You know, 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2, 3. And then switch to F. 1 and 2. Now, the reason I tend to use this F major 7 shape is because that allows me to be able to access those open strings. In this particular case, I am opening up the G and the B string, and then slamming my fingers back on, index finger and middle finger. So we've got 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 and 4. Or even just the middle finger. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. So we're going to go A minor twice to this F or F major 7, whatever you feel a little more comfortable with. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4, and 1, 2, 3, and 4. Finally, let's take the second measure of each chord and use that as a kind of like goofing around, come up with something else to do with. So we'll have one measure of A minor, one, two, and three, and four, and. Then the second measure, I think they started out that way, one, and two, and. But now for three and four, I'm going to take my, for third beat, I'm going to add my pinky to the third fret of the B string and pull that off where my index finger will still be on the first fret of the B string and waiting for it. Cool. So that's the third beat, adding the pinky and pulling it off. On the fourth beat, I'm going to just keep my chord in place, and I'm going to perform a pull-off using my ring finger and the G string. It's already on the second fret, so that's four, and then I pull it off for and. So that fourth beat again is four and. So three and is the pull-off with the pinky. Four and is the pull-off with the ring finger. Four and. So that whole measure, very slowly, is going to be one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. Let's try that again. One and two and three and four and. Now we put the two A minor measures together. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. Cool. Let's try that again. We're going to pick it up a little bit, and this time we're going to end on the F, the first measure of the F. So one and two and three and four. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two and three and four and. Not bad. Let's try it again. One, two and three and four and one and two and three and four and one and two. Now, on the F, I'm going to keep it actually kind of the same. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. But instead of hitting an F on the and, I'm going to actually go for a G and really work more on the low note. So I can do this as a palm mute, or I can just do it as a little bit of an upstroke. One and two and three and four and. Can you hear how that is? It's going to make it really move. One and two and three and four and. Okay? So, putting it all together, that includes the A minors, and then we go to the F, and then we do that little just kick off to G. So, one, two, and three, and four, and A minor, first measure, three and four. Now the pull off one, and F, first measure. Now the F of the added G is three and four and one and two and three and four and one, two and three. Two and three. Okay, how about picking it up just slightly? One and two and three and four and two and three and four. So, now you have something to practice for next time. We'll see you in 2 weeks, okay?